Yashodanandana Yamuna Tiravanachari Yamuna Tiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravanachari Yamuna Tiravanachari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Shri Hari Nama Sankirtan Ki Jai
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna. So today morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter number 21, Text number 31. Yat pada seva bhiruchi tapasvinam Ashesha janmo upachitam alam diya Sadhyashinoti envaham edvati sati Yatha padangushta vineshrita sari Yat pada seva bhiruchista pasvinam Ashesha janmo pachitam malam diya Sadhyashinoti anvayam dhati sati Yatha padangushta vinishrita sati Yatpada seva bhiruchis tapasvino. Ashesha janmo pachitam alam dhiyam. Saddashinoti anvayam nidhatti sadi. Yatha padangushta vinishrita sharit. Matajis, Yadpada, whose lotus feet, seva, service, abhiruchi, inclination, tapasvinam, persons undergoing severe penances, ashesha, innumerable, janma, birth, upachitam, acquire, malam, dirtiness, dhiya, mind, sadhya, immediately, shinoti, destroys, anvayam, day after day, idhati, increasing, sati, being, yatha, as, padangushtaha, the toes of his lotus feet, vinishrita, emanating from, sarit, water. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. By the inclination to serve the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, suffering humanity can immediately cleanse the dirt which has accumulated in their mind during the innumerable births. Like the Ganges water which emanates from the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord, such a process immediately cleanses the mind, and thus spiritual or Krishna consciousness gradually increases. Purport. In India, one can actually see that a person who takes a bath in the Ganges water daily is almost free from all kinds of diseases. A respectful Brahman in Calcutta never took a doctor's medicine. Even though he tamsa and felt sick, he would not accept medicines from the physician, but would simply drink Ganges water. And he was always cured within a very short time. The glories of Ganges water are known to Indians and to ourselves also. The river Ganges flows by Calcutta. Sometimes within the water there are many stools and other dirty things which are washed away from the neighboring mills and factories. But still, thousands of men take bath in the Ganges water and they are healthy as well as spiritually inclined. That is the effect of the Ganges water. The Ganges is glorified because it emanates from the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord.
Similarly, if one takes to the service of the lotus feet of the Lord or takes to Krishna consciousness, he is immediately cleansed of many dirty things which have accumulated in his innumerable births. We have seen that in spite of the very black record of their past lives, persons who take to Krishna consciousness become perfectly cleansed of all the dirty things and make spiritual progress very swiftly. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj advises that without the benediction of the Supreme Lord, one cannot make advancement either in so-called morality, economic development, or sense gratification. One should therefore take to the service of the Lord or Krishna consciousness and thus very soon become a perfect man, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Shipram Bhavati Dharmatma Shatvachantyam Nigachatihi. Being a responsible king, Prithu Maharaj recommends that everyone should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus be immediately purified. Lord Shri Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita that simply by surrendering unto him, one is immediately relieved of all sinful reactions. As Krishna takes away all the sinful reactions of the person immediately upon his surrender unto him. Similarly, the external manifestation of Krishna, the presentity of Krishna, who acts as the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, takes all the resultant actions of the sinful life of the disciple immediately after the disciple's initiation. Thus, if the disciple follows the principle instructed by the spiritual master, he remains purified and is not contaminated by the material infection. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore stated that the spiritual master who plays the part of Krishna's representative has to consume all sinful reactions of his disciple. Sometimes the spiritual master takes the risk of being overwhelmed by the sinful reaction of the disciples and undergoes a sort of tribulation due to their acceptance. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised that one not accept many disciples. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmiritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sarivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lita Shri Vishakhamitam Shri He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Shubhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakal Patarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So today morning we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 21, Text number 31, and the chapter is entitled as Instructions by Maharaj Prithu. So we have been hearing this beautiful section of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the episode of Maharaj Prithu. And we have seen in the last few chapters that how Prithu Maharaj performed the Ashwamedha sacrifice, and he performed the 99 sacrifice, and he was about to complete the 101. And at that time, Indra, the Lord of Heaven, he became insecure. He became envious. He started feeling what will happen if he becomes the next Indra. So he immediately becomes insecure. And in that situation, he starts causing troubles. But then Prithu Maharaj could understand, and then he became angry, and there was kind of a conflict. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, personally has to come to resolve the situation. And he comes and pacifies Prithu Maharaj. And Prithu Maharaj, seeing the Lord, seeing the beauty of the Lord, he immediately goes in ecstasy, starts offering prayers. And then the Lord instructs him. So in this way, that whole discussion has been discussed by various devotees. And then today's chapter, where Prithu Maharaj now has come back and now he's instructing his citizens. And he's giving his beautiful instructions on the different aspects. And in today's verse, he's saying, I'll read the translation once again. By the inclination to serve the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, suffering humanity can immediately cleanse the dirt which has accumulated in their mind during innumerable births. Like the Ganges water which emanates from the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord, such a process immediately cleanses the mind, and thus spiritual or Krishna consciousness gradually increases. Basically, today's word says, by practicing Krishna consciousness or by serving the lotus feet of the Lord, our mind can be cleansed of the dirt of innumerable lives. As we chant every day, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, the cleansing of the heart, the cleansing of the mind can happen by practicing Krishna consciousness. The example is given of Mother Ganga, right? In the ninth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear this pastime of how Vamandev goes to beg from Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj, being a benevolent king, is ready to give a charity. And then he asks that, you know, what do you want, O Brahmana? And then he says, I just want 3 steps of land. In today's world, if somebody wanted to ask, he should have at least asked 3 BHK. 3-bedroom hall kitchen flat in Worli or Malabar Hill or any wealthy area of India or the world. But Vamandev just asked for 3 steps of land. And then, in that situation, Bali Maharaj immediately granted him. And as soon as Bali Maharaj granted him the benediction, he started increasing his size. His feet started covering the entire upper planetary system, and the second feet covered the lower planetary system. And then he said that now everything is covered, what should I do? And then he could understand that he is not the ordinary person, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then the third feet was kept on his head. And he exemplified the bhakti of Atmanivedanam. So when the first feet, which covered the upper planetary system, his feet went up, you know, Satyaloka, Brahmaloka, Maharloka, Tapaloka, all the way up, and which touched the material covering. And there was a leakage of Viraja River. And that river, that transcendental river, which came from the touch of the feet, that water actually came down. And that we call as at Mother Ganga. And then later on, by the great penances of Bhagirath Muni, that Ganga was actually brought on this earth to deliver his forefathers. So, that is the power of Ganga. That's how Mother Ganga becomes so potent. She's not just ordinary water, but it is the Charanamrit of the Lord. And that's why it has that special potency. And even today, we see that people have so much faith in doing Ganga Snan. You know? in Haridwar, in Rishikesh, in Yamunotri, in Gangotri, in such freezing cold, people take bath because people have faith that Ganga will purify me. No matter how many sins I have performed, but this dip of Ganga Snan will solve all the previous account. So they have that complete faith on Mother Ganga. And even today we see the largest gathering in the entire world is Kumbh Mela. Lakhs and lakhs and crores of people come, and with only one intention, to take a bath in Ganga. And people come from so many places, so many different areas. People come from all over the world just to take the bath during that time. Right? I was fortunate to go in the Kumbh Mela in Allahabad. Of course, I've been to Haridwar, Ujjain, Nasik. But Allahabad is the biggest and it has the maximum crowd. So I was very much reluctant that, you know, why should I go in so much crowd and so much inconvenience and lack of facilities. But still I thought that, you know, it's a once in lifetime opportunity. So I went, and earlier few days there was not so much rush. But as soon as the day came of Mauni Amavas or the Sangam time or the special time of bathing, I didn't know from where so many people come. And if you see, there are thousands of tents and thousands of different akhadas, and continuously people keep on walking. Kilometers after kilometers, you know, all these villagers, they keep all this heavy luggage on their head, and they're just walking and walking and walking and walking. And I was like surprised at what is the faith these people have, that they're ready to go through any inconvenience. And then I went and asked few people, and some of them actually come for the whole 1 month or 1.5 months. And they are there every day staying, drinking Ganga's water, doing spiritual activities, taking bath, preaching, so many other things they do. But the whole time, I think in the technical terms it's called as Kalpavas. Anybody who stays there for the whole time, it's called as Kalpavas. So that is the faith people have in the Mother Ganges. Like we stay here, we may not have so much attachment. We go to yatras, we see the water is dirty, we may say, who will take bath? We'll just put 3 drops, mentally we take bath. But there are people who have faith, just like Prabhupada writes in the purport. He says, many times we see in the Ganges, there are so many dirty, filthy items, so many unclean items are there, including stool, but still people have faith because they know that this is Mother Ganga and this will purify me. So that's why this is the power of faith. That's why faith is an integral part of our Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada also gave the example in the purport of one Brahmana who never took medicine. Any ailment he had, he just had Ganga water. Right? So that is a faith people have. I know one great saint in India. He travels all over the world, and wherever he goes, he carries his Ganga water. He'll only drink Ganga's water and he'll only bathe with Ganga water. Although he travels in helicopter, he goes to different places all over the world. Even if he's in a Muslim country, but he'll bathe in Ganga water. That's the faith people have. So Prabhupada has been said that if a person, you know, takes to Krishna consciousness or takes to the lotus feet of Krishna, then what will happen? And slowly and steadily, all the filthy desires all the contaminations for the innumerable life will be vanished. That is the power of bhakti. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a beautiful verse which comes, which says, Kumana sumanastvam hiyati yasya padam bhoja mano arpano matretam chaitanya prabhu bhajehe. He says that I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, because by simply offering sumana, flower, at the lotus feet, even the most ardent materialistic becomes a devotee. Every day we offer flowers during the Shringal Arati, and we see devotees offer with such great devotion. So Chaitanya Charitamrita says that simply by offering sumana, our mind which is kumana, which is filthy, which is dirty, that can become pure. The impure mind can become pure. And same thing happens when we hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, when we hear the sound vibration of the Supreme Personality of God. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, beautiful verse comes, Pravishta Karna Randrena Swanhan Bhava Saroruha Dhunoti Shamalam Krishna Salilascha Yathasarat. The sound incarnation of the Lord, the Srimad Bhagavatam, when we hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, it enters our heart and then it sits on the lotus flower and then it cleanses the dust of the material association and it cleanses the lust, the anger, the hankering, and in this way it purifies our heart. So that is the power of the sound vibration. That is the power of the Harikatha or Harinam. Right? We hear the glory of the holy name, that just by chanting the holy name of the Lord, you know, our mind is purified, our heart is purified. Right? So, that is the glory of the holy name. That is the glory of the association of devotees. And as Srila Prabhupada talks about the Mother Ganges, right? We want to get purified by taking a bath in the Ganges. In a beautiful Vaishnava bhajan, one Acharya says, Gangara parasa hoya paschatya pavan. What's the next line? Darshane pavitra koro eito margo. So the verse says, we are talking here, Srila Prabhupada is talking about this, the Ganges, the power of the Ganges which purifies. But our acharyas go next level. They say that if somebody wants to get purified, he has to go all the way to Haridwar or Rishikesh or Bengal to take bath in the river Ganga. Only when he takes bath, he will get purified. But the power of the great devotee or a great Vaishnava is simply by taking darshan, simply by taking darshan of a great devotee, he is purified. Now that is the quality of Vaishnava. Simply by seeing a great devotee, a great Vaishnava, a person is purified. Yeah, that is the beautiful bhajan by the Vaishnava. Also in the Srimad Bhagavatam, I think in the first canto, there is a beautiful verse which says, Yada pada samsrishya suta munayo prasamayam sadhya punati upasrishtasya swadhurdini apu manu savayaha. This verse says, it is saying that, O Suta, those great sages who have completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord can at once sanctify those who come in touch with them, whereas water of the Ganges can sanctify only after prolonged use. The same theme is here, that if you want to get purified, you have to again and again take bath in the Ganges. But simply by coming in association of devotees, simply by taking shelter of great devotees who have taken shelter of the Lord, one can be purified just by their association. In the Sri Vaishnava history, there is a great, there is a beautiful pastime that somebody was telling me that the great devotee Parashara Bhatta, the Parashar Bhatta, who's been named by Shripada Ramanujacharya, I think son of Kuresh. So Parashara Bhatta had a disciple. Now this disciple, he was a great devotee, but once when he was passing by, he saw a prostitute, and somehow that prostitute by mistake touched that person, that disciple, and you know, somehow he felt desires, and he couldn't control. So he approached that lady and he said that, "I want to enjoy." And that lady said, "Okay, you can do it, but then you have to go and tell your guru that from today onwards, no more association with you and no more connection with you." So basically that lady was telling that you should give up your relationship with your guru, give up your guru. So this person, he became so infatuated, he went all the way to his guru, and that too the great Parashara Bhatta. So as soon as he went to Parashara Bhatta, he told that, you know, I've been attracted to this lady and I'm leaving you. I'm giving up my discipleship. And Parashara Muni had a smile and he said that, "You can leave me, but I will never leave you." And he gave him a tight embrace. And he gave him such a tight embrace with such full of devotion that, you know, the person forgot all his desires. You know, he forgot that he met this lady and he had this desire. So that is the power of association, and that is the power of the mercy of a spiritual master. So in this verse we see that how Srila Prabhupada, what he did is also not less than a miracle. You know, many times Srila Prabhupada, many reporters, they asked him that, "Srila Prabhupada, can you show us some miracle? You are from India. We see many people show some miracles. So can you show us?" And Prabhupada used to many times show his hand to all his Western disciples. And Srila Prabhupada used to say, "Just see, this is not less than a miracle. All of them were into drugs. They were into all the sinful activities in their life. But today, they have given up everything. They have transformed their life and they have become great devotees." So Prabhupada personally has purified so many people's life. He has transformed his life by his presence, by his books. We have seen that, right? When Srila Prabhupada was in Bauri, in Haight-Ashbury, that was a time where, you know, all the hippies used to come for his program. And everybody was in their own world. Somebody was sleeping, somebody was intoxicated, somebody had so much questions, somebody was crazy. You know, all such kind of people, and Prabhupada was giving them pure Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada was chanting for them. Prabhupada was cooking for them. You know, Prabhupada used to cook for them. And I remember, you know, there was one person, his name was Steve. He used to eat 25 chapatis. Now I am in kitchen, I understand the pain of rolling a chapati. And that to one person, you know, eating 25 chapatis, and everybody used to eat. And many of them would not just take their, you know, plates. Everything was there. And Prabhupada had to clean the plates. Prabhupada had to clean the dishes. He had to clean the vessels. And on top of that, nobody comes and tells him thank you also. You know, if somebody doesn't do seva, it's okay. But at least somebody says, "Kya banaya Prabhuji? Kya prasad tha?" You know, people feel inspired. So nobody was telling anything. Nobody was doing any seva. And then finally one day, one person, after so many months, he felt, "Swamiji, this old man is doing so much for us. At least I should tell him that thank you and I should do some seva." So he went to Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, you are so old, but still you are doing so many things. We should, do you need any help? And Prabhupada said, no, mere kaan taras rahte sunne ke liye. Prabhupada said, my ears were hankering to hear this. When will somebody come and volunteer and tell that I want to do this service? So that was Srila Prabhupada's service attitude, to feed the devotees. And then some of them became devotees. And because of them, the movement has expanded today. Because of that selfless dedication of Srila Prabhupada and the devotees. You know, today we can see ISKCON has expanded, right? So that's why a touch of a Vaishnava is very important. We may read the books, we may hear lectures, but we all have experienced the touch of one Vaishnava or maybe multiple Vaishnavas which has brought all of us to Krishna consciousness, right? All of us remember that one devotee because of whom you are here. So that's why that association is very important. And that selfless desire of that selfless devotee has brought us in Krishna consciousness. And that has changed people's life. Right? I always tell this story. Somewhere in the Western world, there was a temple. And suddenly one young boy, he entered that temple. And you know, ISKCON temple in the West, they have paintings, they have beautiful marble deities of Krishna. You know, it looks something different. So he went, he saw, he came to the temple, he saw everything was new. And he saw one young brahmachari who was near the Prabhupada's murti. He had a beautiful smile on his face. A beautiful smile, and that smile attracted him. So this person, you know, he felt that, you know, what a smile this person has. And then he was not just smiling, he was, you know, calling him in his expressions. He said, you're calling me? And he said, yes. And he went there, and this devotee had a beautiful glass of condensed sweet rice. And he said, what is this? It's a special Maha Prasad. So this person took that and he was in heaven because he had never tasted such preparation. He tasted it. He went into ecstasy. He said, every day I have to come. It is divine. Next day again he came. Now he knew the reason of coming. Took the darshan. Again he was looking here and there. Finally saw the same devotee, the same smile. And the same expression, he understood, aaj bhi mercy hai. He got the sweet rice. Next day again, he came. Again he got the sweet rice. Next day again. So it was like an everyday affair. Then one fine day, you know, he came. He was seeing the deities. And then he was seeing here and there. And this time, again he saw the same devotee. And then he said, come. Now this time, you know, he was overconfident that I will only get. So he came and he said, yes, Prabhuji. He said, this is the sweet rice. And he was like very happy. And he was about to take it. He said, can you see that devotee, that person, that guest? He's come today for the first time. Now it is your seva. Every day give him the sweet rice. Now he felt sorry, but he could understand that, you know, I have got enough. Now I have to give this. Similarly, so many devotees have done so much for us. Now it's our chance to give it to others. So that's why so many devotees have been transformed. And Srila Prabhupada has gone all the way to, you know, connect with his disciples, to connect with the devotees so that they can be transformed. We have the story of one person. This person was a thief, and one fine day he gets a magazine. I think it was Back to Godhead magazine, and on the Back to Godhead magazine it was Srila Prabhupada's picture, and Prabhupada's picture had a Prabhupada's golden watch. So this thief, you know, he didn't want it to hear any philosophy, but he saw that this golden watch is very expensive, I should steal. So he found out where this Swamiji is. So somebody says he's in Juhu, in Mumbai. So he went to Juhu and tried to behave as if he's a devotee. He came and he said, I read Prabhupada's book, I want to join the temple. He came, he joined the temple, he started doing seva. And after a few days, he was asking, where is Prabhupada? When is he coming? And they said, he's traveling. After a few days, again he asked, where is Prabhupada? And then they said, he's giving some katha in Hyderabad. So he went to Hyderabad just to meet Prabhupada. He served Prabhupada. And then after some time, he came closer to Prabhupada. And one fine day, you know, Prabhupada made him special butter halwa with great love. And he ate the butter halwa. He was so happy, so much inspired. And finally he felt, you know, I came with a wrong desire, but still Prabhupada is so kind. So he told Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, see, I came here to steal the watch, but you gave much, so much love, so much affection, so much kindness, that my desire is gone today. I want to surrender at your lotus feet. And Prabhupada smiled and he said, if you had told me before only, I would have given you the watch. Take this watch. So Srila Prabhupada was so kind. And later on, this devotee became Haridas Prabhu. He is still the director of ITV, ISKCON Television. And so many years ago, we have seen, you know, so many ISKCON Television videos and so many different nice things. So later on, this devotee, Haridas Prabhu, he didn't know who his father was. So later on his passport, he put Prabhupada's name as his father's name. And he asked Prabhupada, can I put his name? And Prabhupada said yes. So that was Prabhupada's kindness and his affection for his disciples. Similarly, we have so many pastimes of transformation. I always tell this pastime, that one time there were devotees traveling to Mayapur Yatra. And in Mayapur, you know, when there's a festival, people from different parts of the world come. And many times there is an accommodation crunch. So people share. So in a room, there were devotees staying, two, three of them. So one devotee, he was about to take rest. And another devotee comes and he said, I'm sharing the room here. And he also stays there. And in the night, there are a lot of mosquitoes. So this devotee puts a mosquito repellent. And as soon as he's about to switch on the mosquito repellent, the other devotee says, hey Prabhu, what are you doing? By this, the mosquito will be killed. They are Dhamvasis. They are from Mayapur, Sridham Mayapur. Don't do this. So now this devotee was about to put the mosquito repellent. He said, Kaun hai ye devotee? He is giving me such big lectures. He is talking that, you know, Mayapur, Dhamvasi, mosquitoes. Then he said, Prabhu, where are you from? And you are giving me big lectures about mosquito and killing, and you know how much pain it is, how much inconvenience they give. And then he tells his story, that person who told him not to put. He says, actually, he was from somewhere from a European country. And he was in a military force. And he was under the rule of a king. And many times the king was a crazy fellow. He used to order, you know, without any compassion, he used to order to kill innocent people. Many times people do this. And so this person's duty was to go and kill ruthlessly. So one fine day he was killing, he met a Hare Krishna devotee. So when he met the Hare Krishna devotee, he put the gun on his head and he said, what are you roaming here and there? Go, otherwise I'll kill you. Now this devotee also was advanced devotee, I don't know. He said that with this gun you can not kill me, you can kill this body. Now this person was confused because he has never heard this philosophy before. You know, he has killed so many people, but he is saying, you cannot kill me, but you can kill my body. So he said, what are you talking? Then he told him, this is Bhagavad Gita. You are not this body, you are soul. And whatever you do, you get karma, you get reactions. So whatever you are doing, you are going to suffer in hell. And immediately the person started great fear. And immediately said, what to do? Then he read the Gita. Then he went to the nearby place, went to the temple, and he left his job. He ran from that country and he became a devotee. And then that devotee is now telling, don't kill a mosquito. Now just see the transformation of the devotees. So in this way we must have heard so many stories like this. So even Kulashekhar Maharaj in the Mukundamala Stotra, he says that, O mind, please never stop taking pleasure in thinking of the destroyer of Mura demon, Murari, who has lotus eyes and who has conch shell, who has Sudarshan Chakra, disc weapon. And I know that nothing else can give such extreme pleasure than meditating on the divine lotus feet of Lord Hari. So just by meditating on the divine feet, that can give us so much pleasure. And Kulasekhar Maharaj is instructing the mind that please meditate. Right? So that is what has been explained here. And we see Kulasekhar Maharaj in different verses, he talks about that how we should train our mind to remember and meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord. Right? In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the beautiful verse comes, Krishna Pada Padma Gandha Eijana Pai Brahma Loka Adi Sukha Taranai Bhai. It is said that a person who has tasted the fragrance of the lotus feet of the Lord, Padma Gandha, then even the pleasure of Brahma Loka cannot attract him. So we see kings like Kulasekhar Maharaj, kings like Pratap Rudra Maharaj, we have Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, where the Prime Minister and the Finance Minister of the entire state of Bengal, but they were so virakta. They left everything and went to Vrindavan. We have this beautiful verse in the Shad Goswami Ashtakam which says, Tattva Turuna Mashesha Mandalapatim Shrenim Sadha Tuchavat. They gave up. They gave up. Right? So that is the glory of meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord. Right? Also in another verse, Kulasekhar Maharaj is saying, Dear mind, do not bewilder yourself by anxiously thinking, how can I cross the fathomless and incompassable ocean of material existence? There is one who can save you, that is Bhakti. If you offer her to the Lord, then you can cross the ocean without fail. So Kulasekhar Maharaj is instructing the mind that don't be afraid of this material ocean, because if you are doing Bhakti, then you can easily surpass it. That is explained here. And Krishna has again and again spoken that we should practice Krishna consciousness and surrender, and then He will protect us. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vrajah aham tvam sarva papebhyo. I will take all the papas and I will give you moksha. That is has been explained here. So, the idea is we try to take shelter of Krishna, and not just take shelter of Krishna, but take shelter of Krishna's devotees. Because our philosophy is to become the servant of the servant of the servant. Das, Das, Anudas. And that will help us to cross over the ocean of material desire. That's why the mercy of great devotees, great Vaishnavas, is very important. That's why we pray, Ohe Vaishnava Thakur, Dayana Sagar. We say, Oh Vaishnava Thakur, you are merciful. Right? So today is the disappearance of Srila Shyamananda Pandit. Srila Shyamananda Pandit is one of the great acharyas in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara. It is said that Srila Shyamananda Pandit appeared in the village in Utkal district, in the village of Dharenda, Bahadurpur. And his father's name was Krishna Mandal. And his mother's name was Shri Durika. So he was born there. And they had many children. But unfortunately, all the children passed away. So finally, he was born. And because so much pains were there, so many children had given up their lives, or so many children died, his name was kept as Dukhi or Dukhiya. And many times we have heard that why his name was kept like that. Because, you know, in that time they used to keep such names so that even Yamraj will have pity. Iska pehle ke na, pehle se hi naam Dukhi hai, aur kitna dukh dene ka. So that's why his name became Dukhi. Right? And then he was a very intelligent person, very devotional and very much attached to Krishna. So his father, Krishna Mandal, he told him that now you should take Krishna consciousness, you should take the holy mantra, you should take a guru. Then you should go to Navdeep and meet great devotees and take initiation. And then Dukhi said that I will go to Ambika Kalna, and there's a great devotee, his name is Hriday Chaitanya. So I will meet Hriday Chaitanya, and there I will take initiation from him. So he goes all the way to Ambika Kalna, and there's a place in Ambika Kalna, in Gauridas Pandit's house. Even still there is a beautiful temple there. I think in that temple there is a deity of Gaur Nithai. And they close the darshan very often. Because they know that this Gaur Nithai is so attractive, it will go with anybody. So that's why they have this place in Ambika Kalna. And it was there he meets Hriday Chaitanya. As soon as he meets Hriday Chaitanya, he offers his obeisances. He surrenders to him and he tells that, I want to serve your lotus feet. Please guide me. And it was at that place Hriday Chaitanya accepted him and gave him initiation. And he initiated him. His name was Krishna Das. So that's why later on people used to call him Dukhi Krishna Das. So his name, initiated name was Krishna Das. And Hriday Chaitanya saw that Krishna Das was so devotional, such expert in philosophy, that he wanted him to learn the Gaudiya philosophy and the books of the Shad Goswamis. So he went, he told him that you should go to Vrindavan and study under Srila Jiva Goswami. And he sent him, he took blessings of his guru, he went to Vrindavan, and there he met Srila Jiva Goswami. And also in that assembly he met the lifelong friends Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Srila Srinivas Acharya, and these three friends together, they used to study under Jiva Goswami, and they were such thick friends. They have such great friendship, and there are Vaishnava bhajans where they are saying that, where is Srinivas, where is Narottam, right? So in this way they had great friendship. And then while in Vrindavan he was doing seva, and one fine day he was sweeping the Seva Kunj. Now the Seva Kunj area is just near Radha Damodar temple. And near Radha Damodar temple there is also Radha Shamsundar temple. That area is called as Seva Kunj. And in that Seva Kunj area, he was sweeping, and every day he was sweeping. And one fine day, he found a Nupur. Nupur, or the anklet. And just by seeing that anklet, he saw that it is not ordinary, it is something very special, something, you know, divine. Just like when somebody is cleaning and he gets a Nokia phone, you know, he'll say, now nobody uses the Nokia phone. But just imagine if somebody is sweeping and he gets the latest iPhone 13 Pro, and he says, you know, maybe some big person, some wealthy person might have forgotten. So immediately he felt that some great personality is there. So, and at that time Srimati Radharani tells Vishakha Devi that please you go and find my Nupur is missing. And Vishakha Devi comes finding, and then again Dukhi Krishna Das was sweeping. And at that time she tells and tells that, did you see an anklet or a Nupur? And he said, I have it, but I will only give it to person who has it. I will only give it to whom it belongs. So you call whomever it belongs. So she said, no, it belongs to our Srimati, our Devi, you give. And then later on, he says, no, I want to give her only. So later on, Srimati Radharani appears there. And it is described that suddenly Radhakund appears there. Suddenly the whole forest of Vrindavan is manifested, and Srimati Radharani comes with different sakhis, and all the sakhis put Dukhi Krishna in that Radhakund, and suddenly this Dukhi Krishna Das comes in a sakhi form, and he takes darshan of Srimati Radharani, and he is in ecstasy, and he is crying profusely. And then Srimati Radharani becomes so happy that he takes that Nupur, puts on his forehead, and there's a mark like a tilak. And he gives her the name, today's, because Radharani is Shama. And he says, today's your name is Shamananda. You have given pleasure to Radharani, to Shama. Today's onwards your name is Shamananda. And later on he was called a Shamananda Pandit. And our Acharya say that Radharani became so pleased that from her heart, the deity of Radha Shyam Sundar manifested. And we have a temple here of Radha Shyam Sundar. So, later on he comes back home. And now everybody is astonished. What is this Apasampradaya, new Tilak? What is this new name, Shamananda? His guru, Hriday Chaitanya, gave him Krishna Das. How is this new Apasampradaya started? So, there was a rumors. And as you know, rumors spread fast. And it reached to Hriday Chaitanya. And Hriday Chaitanya became so angry and upset, he became all the way from Navadvip to Vrindavan. And he was looking, where is this Dukhi Krishna Das? And as soon as he saw him, he became so angry, he was so upset, he started beating him. That, what is this? You are doing this Apasampradaya. What is this new Tilak? This is not this. And Dukhi Krishna Das or Srila Shamanand Pandit was so humble that he did not speak anything to his guru, and he offered his obeisances. And later on in the dream, Srimati Radharani personally came and chastised Hriday Chaitanya. He said that, I have given him that tilak. I have given him that name. Who are you to chastise him? And immediately Hriday Chaitanya becomes very much sorry, and he goes and begs forgiveness from Srila Shamanand Pandit. And he says, I am so grateful and honored. And he said that, whatever has happened, please don't share with others. This is the greatest thing a devotee can get, is the darshan of Srimati Radharani, and you got it. So please continue your preaching. And then later on, they go to the first book distribution, and then they, all three of them, go. And on the way, the scriptures is lost. And then Srinivas Acharya goes and meets the King Birambir of Manipur, and somehow he finds the treasure of the books. And then later on, Narottam Das Thakur, he goes to Kheturi Gram. And Shamananda Pandit, he goes to Utkala, again his village. He meets his village people, all the village people there, in great ecstasy. Then he starts preaching in different places. He starts preaching in Narsimhapur. He starts preaching in Gopi Vallapur and so many different places. And then finally, so many different preaching. Even today, Utkal is famous for the preaching of Srila Shamananda Pandit. And later on, he initiates a great devotee, Srila Rasikananda. And then that place is still there, I think in Orissa, and so many different places. Even today, Orissa, many places, they do 24 hours kirtan there. So it's only because of Srila Shamananda Pandit. And it was on this auspicious day today that he left from this world and went back home, back to Godhead to serve Radha and Krishna. So his Pushpa Samadhi is still in Vrindavan, in Radha Shyam Sundar, near that place. So we pray on this auspicious day to Srila Shyamanand Pandit for his causeless mercy for all of us. Srila Shyamanand Pandit ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.